under the ear. He have also by Triladina. When two people came to Besdin, have Kaimi Ababa. He would stand by the door. Omar Milsei, Omar Milsei. Each one would say their tainis. No for Kolam Miliosa. And the call will come up from the town for Yom Ish Pleni Osa, Chayiv Ish Pleni Osa Zakoi. That's what used to happen. People would sit downstairs and say over the tainis, and from upstairs, it will come down, what the psak is. Yom Echada one day have become Minse de Vesua Babish Shivosa. His wife had a machlokes with the neighbors. Omro, loite kabaila. So they said back to her, our husband should not be like your husband. Shlonitin lekvura, that he was not buried. Is Amir Rabban Rabban said, kuli hai badla lavuchayarya. He saw such a thing is not nice. Rashi says, mishanoid lebriyoy. Shayna chayv le nikvar ein zek vaydoy. It's not nice now that people realize that Itaki is dead and he's not buried. That's not nice. And in the army, some say Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is chazim lo bechalma.
In other words, his father, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, appeared to the Rabbanim in the dream, and Amalu, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, the father said to them, "Pray dachas yeshli benechem v'yatereitzim lahaviya etzli." In other words, there's still one trade them. He's still on geizel, still like small pigeon. He's still amongst you, and you don't want to bring him to me. In other words, you don't want to put my son, your blessed Rabbi Shimon, to kfura.
Is all the Rabbanim, so now the Rabbanim saw like it's fit. They have to make a kfura now. Is all the Rabbanim liyasuke bay. The Rabbanim went to be Yosek in the kfura. Lo yishavku b'nei akvarya. The b'nei akvarya did not let him come in. The whole shenei, the heavy naim, all the years that he was sleeping, Reb Lezer, you know, the people of the city did not let them come and take him. Why? But the whole shoni, the heavy naim, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, all these 22 years, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, was lying upstairs, Galu Yosai, Lo yisolech hayir olam esayu. Never did a wild animal come into the city. Kisav is chus, that he was there, the wild animal, that was, all the years that he was upstairs, nobody ever came, a wild animal never came into him.
So the Gemara says what happened was, Yom Echad, one day, Mali Yomit Kippur Hevi. It was Erev Yom Kippur. Hevi Tridi. Everybody in the city was busy. Is Shodru Rabbon Levnei Biri, V'yasku Yaliyarse V'yam Tuyei. The Rabbonin sent, like the people from the neighboring town, Levnei Biri, to bring up the mace. And the Taka brought up the mace, V'yam Tuyei Lamarte Diavua. And they brought it to the Mara, to the cave of his father, Rav Shimon ben Yochai.
Around his father's kever, Tahadru Le Lamarto. Omrullah, so they said to the snake, Achna Achna, Pischa Picha, open up your mouth. V'yikonez ben Eitaloviv. That let his son go near his father and Postak Lo. That was the Maisa. This was the Maisa with Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. He was the son of Reb Shimon ben Yochai. Now, Sholach Rebbe Lidvar Ishtoi. So now Rebbe sent to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon's wife, as if to say, now that your husband is buried, like, now he wants to marry her. Rashi Dvar Ishtoi, Shetinosiloi, that she wanted to marry his wife. Sholchilei, so she sent back to Rebbe, Kli, Shenishtamish by Kodesh. Yishtamish by Choyel. Like me, that I was the wife of Blazer Reb Shimon to the Kodesh, I should now be Mishtamish to you, that's Choyel. Is Tamon Amrin. Here they said, the Yasa Demore Besa or Tola Zaina, Kulva Ria Kulisa. Gosh, the man was a very strong Amrin. Hamoshla Zak going there. Abiyasra Demore Italia Zaina, Kulva Ria Kulisa Tola. Joshua says, it means Yesed. The peg or the hanger that the strong hunter used to hang up his coat is should the plain roya, should the plain shepherd also hang up there? That was the mushel. But here also she's saying she until now was married to a blazer of Shimon the Godel, so she can't get married now to Rebbe. That's what they said in Eretz Yisrael. Again, Tamon Amrin, the Asra Demari, that Besa told Yezainel Kuba, Reya Kulisa. Tola is the same hanger that the big great man uses. Can a simple man use? Sholach lo, so Rebbe sent back to her. Nehi debetayra godav imenu. Maybe in Torah was greater than me. Abba b'maisim tovim godav imenu. But in maisim tovim was he greater than me? Sholcholei, so she sent back to him like this. Vatayra miyo godav imoch lo yadana. If he was greater than you in Torah, that I'm not sure. But the maisim yadana. But about maisim tovim, that's for sure. I know that he was greater than you. Now this was the mice before that he was makabel upon himself all these yisurim. So kibbutz olei yisurim, he was makabel upon himself yisurim. Now but Torah mahi, Where's the proof to the Torah that he was greater? When they were sitting on the chairs, Yastri Kamay Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, for Rebbe Aarya, that when they were sitting on the chairs, so Yastri Kamay Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, for Rebbe Aarya, they were sitting on the ground. As Reb Lezer Reb Shimon and Rebbe were both sitting on the ground. Matcha they asked questions of Mafaka, they answered. Amadi said, listen, the two that were sitting said to these two, we're learning from them. They're sitting on the floor of the Lusa Soli. Make for them chairs, they should also sit on chairs. As our sick knew, they brought them up. Pray, Dachas Yeshiv, and have one small guys with a Kashra person. You want to lose them from me? Who's Sailor Rebbe? So, Achtu the Rebbe said, brought up Rebbe, they let Rebbe sit up. Omalu Rebbe Shuvan Kocho, Mi Shiesh Le Av Yichya, or Mi Shein Le Av Yomus. The one that has the father should live, and the other one not.
In other words, the mice before was a Rishuma, Gamliel, he was the father of Rebbe. So he said, let's bring up Rebbe. Mashen Kane, Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon, his father of Shimon Yechai was already an Iftar. So nobody was talking for him. So therefore, Rebbe Shuvan Kocho said she would leave him alone. So the mice was, Achtu Namel Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon. So he also put up Reb Lezer Reb Shimon also to sit next to them. Zemor says, Cholish Daite, so he felt very bad, Rebbe. Oma Kochashvi Suli Kavosi, like you're making me equal to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. Zemor says, Adahu Yoim up until that day, Ki Evi Yoma Rebbe Mil, so whenever Rebbe would say something, Heve Messiah Le Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. Reb Lezer Reb Shimon was okay, he was Messiah, he brought a riot to him. But Mikan V'Yela, from now onwards, when Rebbe said, Yeshil Hoshav, I have a question. Reb Lezer Reb Shimon said back, Kach v'kach yesh t'chol Hoshav. Most probably, like this is the question you have to ask. Yishino zuhi tshuva secha. And this is the answer to it. Hashta kifasnit tshuvois chavilois shein v'mamish. Like you're asking me questions that make no sense. In other words, Reb Lezer Reb Shimon was shown that he was really greater in learning than Rebbe was. And the Gemara says, Cholish died to the Rebbe. So Rebbe felt very bad. Sumar says, Omalai lehavua. And he told it over to his father. Omalai, his father said back to Rebbe, Bini, al yerulucho, don't feel bad. Shuari ben Ari. This Reb Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, is the son of Ari, a lion, and his father, Reb Shimon ben Yechoi, was also a lion. That's why he's so great. But viato, you Rebbe, Ari, true, you're a great person, you're an Ari, like a lion. But Ari ben Shol, you're only the son of a fox. In other words, he said upon himself, he's not so great. So Kitzur, Rebbe's father, Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel, was a big onuf, and said upon himself like he's not so great. And the more says, V'hainu the Yom Rebbe, this is what Rebbe said, Shloisha anvasun sonin hein. There are three people that showed anivus, showed humbleness. V'yelowein, Abba, his father, or B'nei Beseira, and V'yenesin ben Shol. These are the three people that showed anivus. So now the Gemara explains, Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel had Amoron. That's what we said the last mice. He called upon himself like a shoal. B'nei B'seira, what's the mice of B'nei B'seira? T'yom Amar, Heshivu B'rosh, they made him the head. O Minu L'Nosi Aleim, and he appointed somebody else to be the Nosi. Like Rashi says, it was the mice by when Hillel came into Bovil, so Hillel was greater than them, and they appointed Hillel to be the Bovil, to be the Nosi over them. That was their anivus. And Yonasan ben Shol, the Komal L'Dovid, said to David, V'yato timloich al Yisrael, v'ne'yeh yelechol mishnah. You should be the melech and Klal Yisrael, and I'll be second. You see, like a non-if, he said it will only be second. So Mer says, Mimai, what's the right that these last two were their anivus? Dilma Yonasan ben Shol, t'chozid digori al mabos David. Maybe Yonasan ben Shol saw that everybody was going after David the melech. So he knew, like, if he wouldn't appoint him for that, nobody would go after him. So it wasn't because of anivus. He, like, had to do it. And the same thing, B'nei B'seiranami, the Chazal Hillel, the Yodif Minei, that they saw Hillel was greater than them. And if they wouldn't have appointed Hillel, nobody would go after them. So maybe that's why they appointed Hillel. But El, Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel, Vadayan Vazdosan Hevi. From him we see clearly, he was a real Anuf. Sadik Mor says, Omar Rebbe said, Chavivin Yisurim. He saw how great Yisurim was. In other words, but Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, he saw the way, since he was Makabli Yisurim upon himself, after he was Nifta, nothing happened to his body. His body stayed in contact. Nothing happened to it for 22 years. And that was because of the Yisurim that he had. says so, Kibul Ole Teleser Shani. Rebbe was makabel upon himself 13 years of Yisurim. Shis b'tzmirta, 6. With Rashi says b'tzmirta means evet shemalkam ketanim, come like a stone in the kidneys. And v'sheva b'tzafarna, in 7 years of scurvy, Rashi says choli b'treicha peh, a sickness in the mouth. The Gemara says v'yamrilo, some say the opposite way. Shiva b'tzamirta, 7 years of scurvy, v'shis b'tzafarna. Oh, I forget, 7 years, I mean, of the kidney, the stone in the kidneys, v'shish b'tzafarna, and 6 years of the scurvy. The Gemara says now, ahurayu devei Rebbe, hevi oser mishova malka. So Rashi says that means the Shemer Susin, the person that used to watch Rebbe's horses, he was richer, ahurayu devei Rebbe, hevi oser mishova malka. He was richer than the king Shova Malka. And kan hevi romi kesisa lichyusa, one used to throw like the straw, the food, to the animals. So the animals used to scream, give out a voice, it would go 3 miles, that's how far away, 3 miles, you could hear their shouts that they were screaming when they got their food. And it says, Rebbe was like a mechavin, that they should feed the animals and make them scream, make them make noises, the same time when Rebbe had to go into the Beis HaKisei. Even so, Rebbe's screaming from his pains that he had outwon the pains of the animals. In other words, Rebbe had Yisurim. When he had to go to the Beis HaKisei, it hurt him a lot. So the Yisurim he had then were greater, the voices were greater than the voices all the animals made. And the people going down to the Yam and the ocean were able to hear these voices. Alright, turn over. And the Gemara says, "Look, we are filu hachi. Even so, Yisurim the Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon adifim the Rebbe. The Yisurim that Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon had were even greater. Like was the greatest chus for him than Rebbe's Yisurim were. Dilu Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon miyava bo. He accepted upon himself miyava. But he had the mice before. He used to tell them to come upon him. Or miyava holchu, and they went away also miyava. Used to tell them to go away. Mashen came the Rebbe ayde mice bo." Rebbe's Yisurim came because of a Maisa, and it went away also because of a Maisa. Now what was the story? It came because of a story. What happened? Mahi, what's the case? There was a young calf. They were bringing him to have a Shechita. So this young calf went and stuck his head underneath like the clothing, the jacket, the coat of Rebbe. For Kaboch, and the calf started to cry. Oh, Malay, Rebbe said back to him, Zil, go, Lekachna, Tzarta. You were created for this, in order to have a Shechita. Amri, so said like in Shemayim, Hoyo, Volei, Kamarachim, since he didn't have Rachmanis upon this calf, his life, Yilei, Yisurim, will bring upon him Yisurim. So that's the reason why Yisurim came upon him through a Maisa. And the Mora says, V'ayidei Maisa Holchu, and it went away because of the story also. Yoy Mechoda one day, Heavy kokancha amte the Rebbe besa. Rebbe's maid like sweeping the house. Heavy shadya b'nei kakushta. It was spread over there, the b'nei kakushta. Rashi says, "Hoyu mutolin shom b'nei yochuda." They're like small weasels there. Heavy shadya b'nei kakushta. The kokanchalu, so she was like sweeping them away. So Rebbe said, "Omalo." Rebbe said to her, "Shavkinu, leave them alone." See, the Pasuk says, V'rachem aval kol ma'isof. Hashem has rachmonis upon everybody. So Amri, now that they said, Min HaShemayim, Hoyle Merachem, since we see he has rachmonis, Nirchom Alei, will have rachmonis upon him, and that's when the Yisurim went away. The Gemara says, Kuli Shani Yisurim, the Rebbe Lezer, all the year the Rebbe Lezer of Hashem had Yisurim, Lo Shocha Vinish B'loi Zimnei, nobody died early before his time. And Kuli Shani, Kulish Ne Yisur, the Rebbe, all the years of the Yisurim of Rebbe, Lo Yitztora Chalma L'mitra, the Yidin did not have to daven to Hashem like for rain, there was plenty of rain. The Yama Rabba Bar Rav Shela, Kash Koshi Yoyma the Mitra, Ki Yoyma the Dina. It's hard, it's bad for Klai Yisur, the day they have to daven for rain, like the Yoyma Din. The Yama Meima said, He laughed sorrowfully Yalm, if it wasn't that the world needed the rain, Boy Rabbona Rachmi Lei Yimavapi Lei, Rabbanu would like be mavatal this Indian that we should have to daven for the rain. And the Gemara says, "Even so, ki avi akri pugla mi mishra, when they would pull out a radish from its bed, like heavy kaima biru molimaya, underneath it the bed was full of water. That was all b'schus of Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon. Now the Gemara says that Igloy Rebbe liyasu the Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon. Rebbe went to the city of Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon. Omalei, so he said to the people there, Yeshle ben liyosei tzaddik. Like after he was nifted already, he asked the people in the city to leave over his son. Omrulay, so they said to Rebbe, Yeshle ben, yes, he left over his son, and you should know that v'chol zoyna sheniskeres b'shnayim, any zoyna that lets herself rents herself out to men for $2 is seichrosay b'shmeina. They pay him $8 that he should live with them. That's how beautiful. And like Rashi says, Machmas Yoifov, since he was so beautiful. So Meister was, Asio, they brought him to Rebbe, Asmechei B'Rebbe. Like Rebbe gave him Smicha. Rashi says, She Yukurinoisoi Rebbe, Kidei She Yiskane V'yosim Libo Yal Talmud Torah. In other words, that he should want to become a Talmud Chacham. So Rebbe right away gave him Smicha and called him a Rebbe. V'yashalmei L'Rebbe Shimon Ben Isi Ben Lekunyo Achois Te'imei. And he, like Rashi Mosri, gave him over to Reb Shimon, Olam de Torah, to teach him Torah, which was the sister of his mother. Kol Yom every day, Heve Omar, he said, L'Kreis on the Ezel, I want to go back to my city. Is Omalei, so Reb Shimon said to him, Chochim, Ovdu Yosuch, V'gulso de Dahabo, Porso Olecho. In other words, like the Rebbe said to him, that we made you a Chochim, and we put over you a golden cloth, a golden suit. The Rebbe Korlachom, we called you a Rebbe. The Yatar Martin, you are saying, Le Christ, Sani Ezel, I want to go back to my city. Oh, my Lord, so now the son said, Mumi, like I swear, Azuvado, that I will not want to go back anymore. Because now he understood to learn Torah, and he accepted upon himself. Kigodo, when he became a great person in learning Torah, also Yosbim Sifti, Sam learned in the yeshiva, the Rebbe, in Rebbe's yeshiva. Shemi Yilakoyla, they heard his voice. Oma, they said, Ho Koyla Domi Lakoyla, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon. This voice sounds like his father, like Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon. Omrulay, so he said to them, Breyano, Omrulay, Rebbe said, Breyhevi, he's their son. Koryles, they said upon him the posik, Pri Tzadik Eitz Chaim, Bulakech Nafshois, Chochem, Pri Tzadik Eitz Chaim, Zereb Yesi, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, Bulakech Nafsh Chochem, Zereb Shimon Ben Isi, Ben Lakunya, that he took care of his son, he brought up his son. Ki noch nafshei. So like when the son died, Amtui lamarta di avu, they brought him to the kevah of Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon. Have a hodrulei achna lamarta, there was a snake around the kevah. Omalei, so they said to the snake, achna achna, psach pich, open up your mouth. V'ikonez ben etzalov, let the son go near his father. Loi pischalu, so the snake did not open up his mouth. Kisvurumam, the people thought, Leimashes, that Godom is there, that because Reb Lezer Vashim was greater than his son, so his son couldn't come near him. So Yotz Baskel Baskel came out of Yomer and said, Loi Mipneshes, that Godom is there, not because Reb Lezer Vashim was greater in learning than his son, Elezehoye Bitsamoro, Vizelohoye Bitsamoro. The schus of Reb Lezer Vashim was the fact that he was in a kever. Like we know, Reb Shimon ben Yechoye and his son, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon was in the cave for 13 years. So because of that chus of hiding in the cave and like being isolated from the world and doing avodas Hashem, that was his chus. Therefore his son that did not have that chus was not able to be buried in the same morrow that Reb Lezer and his father Reb Shimon Yechoy was buried in. Then the Gemara says, the Kloi Rebbe went to visit Liyatzre the Rebbe Tarfon in the city of Rebbe Tarfon where he used to live. Omalus, he said to the people there, Yechloi ben liyoset tzaddik, does that tzaddik Reb Tarfon leave over his son, shoy mekapeach as bonav, he always used to swear in the name of his son? Rashi brings down, shoy rogu leimar, ekfach es b'ni kishinishba, that's what he used to swear. Omalus, that he said over, ben einlo, he doesn't have a son left over, but ben bas yechloi, he has like a grandson, the son of his daughter. Every zoner that charges $2, for him, they'll pay him $8 to live with him, because that's how much znus he had. And he was so beautiful. Is the Asyula Kame, so they brought that grandson of Reb Tarfon in front of Rebbe. Oh, Malay, so Rebbe said to him, if you do tshuva and come back to learn Torah, Yehivnu l'cha brato, I'll give you my own daughter, and she's beautiful. So Hodabei, Hitaka did tshuva and he came back to learn. So he could yamri, some say, naspa v'girsha. Hitaka married her, and he gave her a ghetto. He could yamri, some say, learn naspa klal, no, he did not marry her at all. Kedesh lo yomu, the people should not say, v'shvil zu, chazazer, the reason why he retracted was because of her. For lomale kuli hai, how come Rebbe was Isaac so much to bring back, to make sure that Rabbi Tarfon's son did tshuva? So, the yom ha-rav, yudom ha-rav, v'yamri lo, some say, yom rabbi chiba rab, om rabbi yechanon, v'yamri lo, some say, yom rabbi shimin, yom rabbi shmul, ben achmeini, yom rabbi yenisin, kol hamala meidez ben chaveiro toiro, whoever teaches his friend's son, toiro, zoyche v'yoshe v'yeshiva shemalo, he'll be zoyche to sit upstairs in yeshiva shemalo. Shnemer Postit says, im toshu v'yoshivcho, lefonai tamoid, L'chol ha-malamed ez ben Amoritz Torah, whoever teaches the son of an Amoritz Torah, ha-afidu ha-Kodesh Baruch Hu, goyze gzeiro, mivat la-bishriloi. Even if ha-Kodesh Baruch Hu himself made a gzeiro,